Mark, assess just how disappointing it was coming this close first game of the season.
Obviously, it's a pretty disappointing loss to play that hard and to fight back to get to that game, I guess, tied up or to one, and to kind of make some bad decisions, I guess, down the stretch, make some questionable shot selections. But obviously, it's hard, but we got to take it for what it is and be ready to come out tomorrow.
Does a close game, given how much things have changed since last season, does a close game this year feel different from close games previously that you've been in?
No, I don't really think so. I think, I guess we just need to take a little bit of a different approach. I guess with EB coming out, with foul trouble, he's the blood and guts of this team, and that's, going to take a hit. And, I guess guys just need to step up, and, we had him on the ropes a little bit in the first half, and we couldn't, stretch that lead out. And I guess we just need to execute a little bit better and stretch those leads out to 15, 16 points.
Mark, you think you learned anything about the team that good?
I guess I have to go back, as Coach said, and look at the tape, but I think we played real hard. I think it showed a lot of guts to come back and to battle back and to get the game that close again and to have a shot to win it at the end there.
Mark, assuming it's Syracuse tomorrow, how do you guys feel using this as a motivating factor up against the
Well, anytime you play a team of this caliber in their own gym, I mean, that just gets you excited as a player. And we've seen tape. We've seen them play in the Big East tournament last year and win the Big East tournament. And I think that that shows a lot about their team. But we're going to have to go back and, I guess, just regroup and come out ready to play tomorrow.
Mark, early on, you and Steve were able to catch the ball pretty low down near the basket consistently. Was there anything that UTEP was doing later on that was preventing that?
I think they started to front the post a little bit more, made it a little bit more difficult to get the ball in the post, and I guess that's just it.
Mark, you were a young guy once, so you went through that pretty tough in your first game when young guys got to come in and, you know, you don't really know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I was in their shoes once before. I guess we just need to build that mental toughness and get everyone ready to go. If EB does get in foul trouble or some of the older guys do get in foul trouble, we just need to come together as a team and everyone needs to pick them up.
You know that there's 2-3 zone tomorrow night and you've faced plenty of zone defenses in the last year and a half or so.
Yeah, I think we're pretty well prepared, but I guess you can't really simulate what Syracuse does in the zone. They're the best in the United States, I guess, at playing zone. That's why they play it. So I guess we're just going to have to go back, and they're pretty long and rangy, but we're just going to have to come out and play our hardest.
In terms of tomorrow night, Mark, it'll be a much bigger crowd, and they're all going to be rooting for Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
How big a difference does that make, do you think?
I think as a player, personally, I love whenever – I'd rather have a 18,000 people dead silent than cheering. I think that's the greatest feeling in the world.
Any more questions for Mark? Okay. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks.
Again, the UTEP locker room is open.